Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Monday, the start of a glorious new week, which means our dear friend, Garrett Vogel from Z100 is joining us. Garrett Love, are you there?
That is right, Rob Shooter. I'm taking it upon myself to carry us through the week.
You've got strong arms and an even stronger will, so I know we're going to get through this week just fantastic. In your hands, on your shoulders, so to speak. Hey, thanks for doing that weekend show. We sold a ton of books. Garrett, we did a bonus episode of the Naughty But Nice Show, and people really liked it, Garrett. So thank you, my friend. I love you being in charge.
Oh, please, no problem. It's hard to say no to you. You know, I understand how your husband feels, because I don't understand how he says no to you, because you just come across so sweet and eloquent that it's hard for me to say no. I wanted to say no. I couldn't find myself to say no, and yet there we were recording
there
a weekend show for all the listeners out there about the four-word answer that sold a ton of copies.
Thank you. Hey, Garrett, can you give me $100?
Again, I am powerless. You have the Rob Shooter dust just sprinkles on me, and all of a sudden, I just cannot say no to the man.
God bless you. I don't quite believe it, but thank you very much. Hey, let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friend?
It is tea time on a Monday.
So this Katie Couric book is going on and on and on, and now nobody can understand why Katie is telling her own secrets, especially cruel secrets. So the book is not out until October 26th, but already lots of shocking quotes have been leaked, including quotes about her longtime rival, Diane Sawyer, mean quotes about Martha Stewart, Deborah Norville, who used to be on the Today Show. Katie did not have very nice things to say about her, and now people are asking, quote, nobody can understand why Katie is doing this, a senior news producer tells Page Six. They go on to say she's ruining her legacy. Now, Deborah Norville spoke to the Post herself, and she said, I'm really too stunned and frankly hurt to comment, but Ashley Banfield, who you might not remember, but there was a moment when Ashley Banfield was the new IT person at NBC. People thought she was the future of the network, and Katie writes in the book that she went out of her way to give her a cold shoulder, particularly after Katie heard the rumour that Ashley Banfield's father was telling anybody who would listen that Ashley was going to replace her. Now, Ashley has responded, and she said her father was actually senile at the time, living in a home, and his daughter was an Afghan correspondent. So she was working in Afghanistan. And what her dad told people in the home was he wished his daughter could have a safe desk job like Katie. That makes sense. Banfield went on to tell the Post, quote, her words, Katie's words, have really hit me hard. She was my North Star. I always looked at her as one of the most brave presenters at a time when we were all called bimboers. She was the best morning host ever, period. And she said she's gobsmacked. Now sources tell me that Ashley is reconsidering why she was fired from NBC. She was at the top of her game in 2002, and quickly, without any explanation, they took away her office, then they took away her desk, then her phone, then her computer, and then they fired her and never, ever told her why. Oh, Garrett, legally, morally, this is a mess.
I'm going to just stay friends with you until the day I die, Rob Shooter, because God forbid this book of yours ever comes out. Forward Answer has nothing to do like Katie Couric's book, but I'm just saying, I'm going to stay friends with you.
The next one.
I mean, I had a lot of thoughts about why Katie Couric could be doing what she is doing, and it feels like almost a last-ditch effort, attempt to kind of just say, hey, I've tried every route possible. I've tried, you know, network news. I've tried outside, you know, Yahoo type news that didn't work. Nothing is going. I have all these stories. I'm going to tell them.
Yeah, I believe, you know, they are Katie's stories, although they do involve other people, but they are Katie's stories. What my sources are telling me, who know Katie really well, is that they're surprised somebody as savvy, as smart as Katie would do this to herself. This feels like a book that was told by an assistant or somebody that had upset her. No, this is Katie's book. She wrote this book. Her editor edited it. She got the final approval before it went to print. And part of me is like, yes, she's telling the truth. This is how she felt. It didn't feel good then, and it certainly doesn't feel good now. But I do believe the truth always is the way to go. However, did Katie think about the implications of being this honest? Which brings us to our poll question of the day. Nobody can understand why Katie Couric is telling all her own secrets. Nobody else is telling them. Katie is revealing all this stuff herself. Has Katie ruined her own legacy? Ooh, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results.
Well, you know what's weird about the Katie Couric thing, too? And I'm curious, maybe she's just leaving it for the book. Where's the Matt Lauer stuff?
It's in there.
You know what I mean?
It's in the book. Honestly, it's coming. It's coming. My sources tell me there is stuff in there about Matt. And get this, I'm told she defends him.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, she's defending him, but with the rest of the world talking about how he, you know, has a lock button and dropping his pants, and she didn't see any of this because he's a nice guy. Like, it just goes to show. The Today Show with Katie Couric and Matt Lauer was, what, number one?
Forever.
Like, top of the game. You know what I mean? But behind the scenes, they're nothing but a bunch of, like, mean girls.
Mean, mean girl. She's ruining her own legacy, I think. But what you think is what really matters. Go vote on the poll and check back tomorrow. What are you working on, Garrett, love?
All right, let's talk about Britney Spears. So a lot has gone on over the week. We're not talking about nude photos that she's placing. You know, we're actually talking about Britney Spears actually coming out and saying, you know what? I have a lot of healing to do. So after the conservatorship story came out that dad is no longer a part of the conservatorship, she has her own person now overseeing it, a California-based consultant, John Zabel.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, what a job to fall into. Hey, I'm going to take control of Britney Spears' controller life.
It's a tough job. I hope he does a good job of it. It's a tough one.
So everybody was like, okay, that means Britney's going out on tour. She's putting out new music. She's going to just stun the world with everything. Britney actually came out and said, you know what? I'm going to take some time for myself, which is great. Which is great because, you know, I think as much as we want to say, you know, she's going to go crazy, for her to say that, it's a big step. It just shows that it's not all about just doing whatever she wants. Yes, did she have a busy month and a half? Yes. She ended her conservatorship. She got engaged.
Yeah, good news. It's all good news, but there's a lot of healing to be done as well, Garrett. Have you ever done that? Have you ever been through something that was traumatic, and you just knew, I need to just take a little while to heal.
Yeah, no, it's harder to actually do, but once you realize, it kind of like, almost like a movie where, you know, they put you in, like, they freeze the movie, and you're the only one that's still walking around, kind of like very Zach Morris, Saved by the Bell,
yes.
You know, esque. It does happen, and when it does, you have that moment of clarity of like, okay, this is the only way I can control myself. Take a deep breath and let's move forward. But it's hard to get to that point. But once you do, it does pay off.
It is hard. I've had it with relationships, but I was too young at the time to know that I needed to take a moment to heal. And I just kept barreling on. I've also had it job-wise when I've lost a job or left a job. I have felt I just need a little while to heal. And financially, if you're lucky enough to be able to take a couple of weeks off rather than jump into a new job, I think that stuff is really important. Take as much time as you need, Britney Spears. Goodness knows you have been through a lot. Moving on, Kim and Kanye, are they putting their divorce on pause? So in February, Kim filed for divorce, but they seem to have got really close recently. So at the time, they were not speaking. It was in really bad shape, their relationship. But now, the two of them are spending time together. The reason this has bubbled up is on Friday, the pair were spotted leaving Nobu in Malibu. They got into his car, he was driving, Kim was in the passenger seat, they had some friends with them. The couple, too, have also been working very hard on co-parenting their four children. He's still helping her, branding, rebranding her beauty line, and there was rumours that they were getting back together after she was part of a PR stunt to help sell his album when she dressed up in a wedding dress and seemed to remarry him in the middle of a stadium. I hit the phones because all I'm asked now by my friends and even people professionally, are they still together? Are they getting back together? It's like,
nothing about your book. Nothing about like, hey, congratulations, you're number 11. You're a bestseller. No, tell us about Kim and Kanye.
Welcome to my life. Hey, it could be worse. So I hit the phones hard and they said they are trying very hard to work on a friendship, but they are not getting back together. And I think this is so adult. They have those children. They will always be in each other's lives. And I thought Kim could do this, but who knew that Kanye could be such an adult with his emotions, his feelings, with the way he acts. I'm impressed.
I feel like we're just being taken on this wild ride where we're just, at the end of the day, we're being like laughed at and pointed at behind the fortress walls of the Kim Kanye compound of just like, we got him again. Right. You know what I mean? From the wedding in the stadium, you know, which I'm convinced they probably, we couldn't hear them, so they could have secretly gotten married in front of us and we all thought it was a stunt. I mean, remember when Kim went out to Montana where
she
Kanye
did.
Was and, you know, she was crying in the fast food, you know,
did.
And now they're at Nobu.
Well, that's suspicious, like, isn't it? Nobu is not really a restaurant. It's a photo op. Yes, it is a restaurant. It sells delicious. Delicious food, very expensive.
Oh,
delicious.
I love it, yeah.
But it's really a photo op, too. If you want to be spotted, Garrett, if we want to be spotted holding hands, if we want to start rumors, we walk into Nobu together. So you're probably right, actually.
And then we walk out from the Ivy. I mean, like we have the whole thing. Like it's almost like we see it in front of us. We don't want to call it for what it is, but we're like...
Maybe they're playing us. Oh. I didn't think so, but you've convinced me in less than 30 seconds. That's how pliable I can be. Moving on. What's going on with your girl, Kelly Clarkson? You love her.
All right.
Love her.
So there, love her. She had a big show with Shaquille O'Neal out in Vegas over the weekend for one of his charities. And Justin Bieber was there. So Kelly Clarkson, this has been one of the arguments back and forth in her divorce battle with her former husband / manager, Brandon Blackstock. So Brandon, once the divorce came down, said, you know what? I'm done being a manager, getting out of the music. I'm going to live out in Montana. I'm going to be a farmer. You know, talk about like extreme, like zero. 0-60 change in careers. So he moved out to the house in Montana where they stayed during the pandemic. And here's the thing. Brandon said, you know what? I'm a farmer. I live here. Problem is, Kelly Clarkson owns the house. She bought the house. She owns the house. But Brandon was kind of like going, my squatting rights, I'm staying in this house.
He lives in it. She owns it, but he lives in it.
Give it to me. So a judge just said, you know what? No. There's this thing called a prenup.
Right.
And no, the house is Kelly's and not yours.
She bought it.
So. Yeah, so now Brandon is, I guess, in the market. So if you're a real estate agent listening to the show, please head out to California and look for one Brandon Blackstock because he does need a new home. So it's kind of interesting just to see that we hear one side of the story right out of the gate, like, oh, this is going to be ugly. But at the end of the day, as long as you have patience, which not a lot of us do at times, things do tend to work out.
They do work out. I mean, they can still be ugly in the meantime. Like, I think it can be ugly. There's nothing nice about this. He's in the house. He's saying, I live here. She's saying, I bought it. The rules are the rules. The law is the law. If you pay for it, it is yours. Kelly got the ranch back. It's a $10 million ranch.
That's not a ranch. That's like an amusement park.
Yeah, that's a country. That's a small country. I mean, $10 million. In Montana, can you imagine what this place looks
she owns
like?
Mountains.
I know. On Wednesday, if you're around, tune into Kelly Clarkson's show. My friend Barry Manilow is going to be on, and he's talking about the new musical he wrote with my husband, Bruce Sussman. It's called Harmony, and it opens next year downtown in New York.
I was ready for you to just say, Garrett, turn on Kelly Clarkson on Wednesday, which I normally do. You wouldn't have to tell me to turn on Kelly Clarkson and go, you would see one Rob Shooter. Okay, so you didn't say Rob Shooter, so I was like, okay. You said Barry Manilow, which I'm like, all right, great. And then I was like, all right, maybe Barry Manilow is going to say the four-word answer.
You know, I haven't asked him. I should. I haven't asked him yet.
No, you can't use that. Let that be natural.
Yes, he's got to ask.
Friends, and that's a weird ask.
Well, he's really afraid of my husband. Let's be clear about this. I think he tolerates me.
But you know what I mean? Like a family friend.
Yes.
Like you wouldn't, who just happens to be very
famous.
You know, well known. But exactly. Yes. But you couldn't ask him.
No,
that's just weird.
Asked.
He has to ask
asked.
You.
I'm doing well today. I'm on the Today Show. If you watch the Today Show at 10 o'clock, I'm on the Today Show plugging my book with Hoda.
Hey, can you give us like a wink,
Jenna? I'll give you a wink, Garrett. And quickly before we get a break, camera shy. Prince William is channeling his grandfather in a TV hosting job. So Prince William is actually quite shy. But he has put together this four-part series. It gives out an amazing prize to people who save the Earth. It's really, really lovely. He's very, very much into the Earth. We all should be saving it, climate control. And so during the pandemic, he's been taping this, and they say he's not a natural on camera like Meghan. You know, William's good on camera, but he's a bit stiff. But in the 60s, the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, he also did a three-part special. William is following in his footsteps, and it airs in a couple of weeks. My sources tell me he does a really good job, so good for you, William. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with a dear, dear friend, Garrett Vogel. Hey, Garrett,
yes.
Let's get to the polls. Da, da, da.
Ooh, what is
Thank
it?
Thank you very much. Katie Couric calls Matt Lauer a decent man in her book. Did she know what was going on? Let's have a look.
Oh, she did.
62% said yes. I thought it would be higher. I did think it would be higher. I'm with the majority here. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now, it's time for our nicest of the day.
Oh. Yes. Oh, so mushy. Daniel Craig. So, as we know, his reign as 007 has almost come to an end officially. Now, the movie's out after almost like what it feels like 2 years from being delayed because of the pandemic. But finally, we learn what happened when Daniel Craig first learned he got the role of James Bond, right? So he did what you would, almost like a stereotypical move of any James Bond once he found out. He had a martini, and it doesn't say if it was shaken or stirred, but he was actually shopping at Whole Foods. And here's the weird thing. So he's shopping at Whole Foods. He gets the message. He decides to buy some vodka and vermouth, and you know, he's going to make himself a martini. And then news like that, you can't tell anybody. It's a big secret. Like, I would be the worst at this in Hollywood. Like, I would want to just tell everyone, scream from the top of the mountains, I got the biggest role of my life. Exactly. Then he has more martinis, maybe a couple, maybe a couple dozen. Who knows? But then he goes to the bar, and the bartender, rightfully so, goes, "Why do you smile? You know, why do you got that look on your face?" He goes, "I got news. I cannot tell you yet.
Cannot tell you."
But yet, if you looked into it, he's drinking a martini. So what's an actor drinking a martini?
It's still unbelievable, though, that you're serving the next James Bond.
Right. Exactly. That is so cool. But you just get so. It's weird because if you know such a big secret like that and you're drinking that heavily, for you not to tell anyone,
well, after a couple of drinks,
I mean,
you might get sloppy. He said the bartender was so happy for him and he didn't know the secret and he was like, hey, this one's on the house. Congratulations. They still didn't know.
No, by the way, the bartender just wanted a big tip.
Yeah,
like you saw he was already enjoying a few cocktails, becoming your friend. Like, I know how bartenders work. you play into your customer.
This was the very first Bond he ever got. So he wasn't a star. When Daniel Craig first started doing the Bond movies all those years ago, we sort of knew him. He was sort of a theater actor, a serious actor. So he
wasn't
more
unknown in the masses.
Yeah, so he could go to Whole Foods and nobody would know. I love that he said he just ditched his, quote, trolley. That's what we call the cart in Britain, those carts.
Oh, that's what I was. Yeah. So when I was reading the story, I was like,
trolley.
Was he on like a train?
No,
like, was he in San Francisco?
Trolley. So we go to the supermarket, your mum's like, get your trolley. And the trolley is the cart. So he just had his trolley, his cart, full of food, and he just left it in a corner, bought some vodka, some vermouth, a cocktail shaker.
And you know that person in the supermarket was like, what a son
yeah,
of a gun.
Leave it here.
This guy, who does he think
James
he is? Like,
Bond.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it. Naughty is the day. Naughty. So Dale Moss, who you know from The Bachelorette, he's the one that left the show early with Claire. Now it's been alleged that he hooked up with another contestant. Her name is Abigail.
Surprise.
And so apparently during a break, they got together. I don't know. Claire and Dale have been on and off and on and off. Now it's been confirmed they are off for good. But Claire put up a cryptic post after it was revealed that they split, and she tagged Abigail in the post for no reason. Abigail quickly untagged herself from the post, but red flags were raised. Now Bachelor Nation is wondering if they got together. Us Weekly is confirming they did in fact hook up. I'm over Dale Moss. I still like Claire Crawley. I do.
But they both, I'm over both of them, Rob, because at the end of the day, they are that quintessential friends from high school that break up, get back together, and we're all supposed to, like, we're all supposed to just fall. Okay, they're back together.
I don't
want to
do this journey anymore, you two. You're on my last nerves. The naughtiest of the day. And now it's time for a moment. Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. Diddy said the following, and I think it's so inspirational. Quote, I think you have to believe. That's one of my biggest mantras. Believe. I wouldn't be here if I didn't believe in myself. Start believing in yourself. You can do it. You really can do it. I nearly burst into tears this morning. I went to video the 10 o'clock hour of the Today Show so I could watch myself later in the day. I'm on in the 10 o'clock hour with Jerry Seinfeld and Maria Shriver. I mean, it's a good lineup. Oh. I know. Spot the odd one out and Rob Shooter. And before my name, it says author. I did it because I believe in myself. Believe in yourself. A quote from Diddy. Hey, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Nordyman Eyes with Rob and Garrett Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty...
Going to be naughty.
You've got to be naughty.
Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob!